You're listening to SBS News.
Europeans will soon be inoculated against COVID-19 after the European Union gave its final approval to the vaccine developed by Pfizer and BioNTech. Countries such as France, Germany, Austria and Italy have indicated they will begin their mass vaccination drives from the 27th of December. It comes after the bloc's medicines regulator, the European Medicines Agency, confirmed the vaccine is safe and effective against COVID-19. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says it's an important chapter in the fight against the virus.
As we have promised, this vaccine will be available for all EU countries at the same time, on the same conditions. The first batches of this vaccine will be shipped from Pfizer's manufacturing site here in Belgium within the next days. And I've always said during this pandemic that we are in this together.
International alarm is growing over two new and unlinked coronavirus variants discovered in the United Kingdom and South Africa. The World Health Organization says it expects to get more details soon on the potential impact of the mutated virus, which is currently being studied. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says while the strains seem to transmit more easily, there's no sign they are more lethal than existing variants.
There is no evidence so far that it's more likely to cause severe disease or mortality. WHO is working with scientists to understand how these generic changes affect how the virus behaves. The bottom line is that we need to suppress transmission of all SARS-CoV-2 viruses as quickly as we can. The more we allow it to spread, the more opportunity it has to change.
It comes amid allegations the WHO tried to suppress a report into Italy's coronavirus response due to political concerns. The report, which was taken down a day after being posted on the WHO website, examined how the Italian government and health system reacted to the outbreak in late February. It noted the country went into the crisis with an out-of-date pandemic plan from 2006, sparking outrage from Italian officials. The report's author, Francesco Zambon, warned the WHO in May that people could die and the UN agency could suffer catastrophic reputational damage if it allowed the document to be censored. Dr. Zambon is accusing a top WHO official of pressuring him to falsify parts of the report, which he refused to do.
I received an intimidatory message from someone who is very high in the hierarchy of WHO, saying that the publication should be modified in a specific part, which was speaking about the pandemic plan, so a very sensitive point of the publication. And basically, the person wanted me to declare something which was not corresponding to the truth.
Several countries have imposed fresh travel restrictions in response to the new coronavirus variants. India, Pakistan, Russia, Canada, and the territory of Hong Kong joined multiple European nations in banning travellers from the UK. While Sudan, Turkey, Germany, Switzerland and others have shut their borders to South Africa. Peru has suspended flights from Europe altogether for 2 weeks, a move welcomed by Peruvian resident Carlos Mora.
Seeing the news that in the United Kingdom they discovered a new strain that is stronger than the current one, to avoid new cases, it is good they closed in time, because when the new strain enters, it will be difficult to control it.
Thousands of delivery trucks have been left stranded at England's Port of Dover following France's 48-hour ban on British arrivals. British supermarket giants Sainsbury's and Tesco warned there could be food shortages within days as fresh food imports are delayed. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he has spoken to French President Emmanuel Macron, with both agreeing to resolve the issue as soon as possible.
I want to stress that we in the UK fully understand the anxieties of our friends about COVID, their anxieties about the new variant. But it's also true that we believe the risks of transmission by a solitary driver sitting alone in the cab are really very low. And so we hope to make progress as fast as we possibly can.
United States President-elect Joe Biden has received his first Pfizer COVID-19 shot live on television to ease fears around the safety of the vaccine. The US government has begun its campaign to vaccinate aged care residents against the disease a week after health workers were inoculated. Mr. Biden says President Donald Trump's administration deserves credit for rolling out the program.
This is great hope. I'm doing this to demonstrate that people should be prepared when it's available to take the vaccine. There's nothing to worry about. I'm looking forward to the second shot.
After months of negotiations, the U.S. Congress is voting on a $900 billion coronavirus relief package, one of the largest in the nation's history. It includes a $600 stimulus payment for most Americans, a $300 per week boost to unemployment benefits, and funding for businesses, schools, health providers, and renters facing eviction. But many frustrated Americans believe it's too little, too late. Washington, D.C. resident Mega Fernandez says people want to see real relief passed.
How can Americans be assured that those policies will be put in place and will actually last and take people through this pandemic? This has been so mishandled. We have no idea when it's going to end. And so these band-aids and these little stopgaps are not acceptable. And when coronavirus finally passes, we actually need an upheaval of the entire system.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Jennifer Liu, SBS News.